Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hour, our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Our 33rd year of broadcasting this program, and a lot more Arizona homeowners to talk to now than there were before, and that's not changing. Fulton Homes secures more than 5,200 lots for future Arizona communities. Homeowner closes on 250 acres along Loop 303 corridor in Glendale. Pulte Homes and Taylor Morrison join up in a $1.5 billion purchase. And we were talking about it. Amanda drove to Wilcox yesterday for the junior high school rodeo and with the girls, and they said Tucson took forever to drive through their construction going on and then on the highways, but said, you know, coming in Marana to Tucson, you don't even feel like there's a separation anymore there.
No.
Then south, you know, going past Vail. There was a homeowner, there's the San Pedro River down as you get towards Benson. There's a builder trying to get a permit there that keeps going back and forth with the water permit issue, and they've got some endangered frog now that they're using to block the permit being issued. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be a combat back against that. And it's just no shortage of new residents coming to the state of Arizona. So if you're a native or you're new to the state, welcome. We are a free to you, the Arizona Homeowner Call and Talk program on Saturday mornings, so whatever station you're listening to, KGVY out of Green Valley, KNST out of Tucson, KTAR in Phoenix, CAF Country out of Flagstaff. It's one universal number you can call into, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We also answer that call, that phone number, during the week at our offices to take questions about whatever you want to know, your home, castle, or cabin, whether it's a question on how to do something yourself or where to find the right type of building product if you're looking to do repairs yourself, or you need a contractor referral. We have contractors that have all gone through the same screening process, and they're all held to the same 5-year quality standard, complaint resolution policy, code of ethics that they all sign and adhere to. And we use a third party, the Guild Quality, to do our surveys and reviews. You can go to another referral network or Yelp or Google, and you can see these reviews. Well, those are all through those platforms. Our reviews are through a third party, so we can't manipulate them or push just positive referrals to the top or hide feedback reviews that we don't like. You know, that's all done through the Guild Quality, completely third party, hands off, and all of our guys are still 5-star. So it's the safest place you can go as an Arizona homeowner when you're looking for a contractor to come do work at your home, whatever the case may be. And then we have a free home maintenance calendar, a physical calendar that you hang up on your wall or on a magnet on your refrigerator. And our 2022 calendars are in the office. I've actually got one here in my hand as well. And we're going to be mailing these after Thanksgiving. If you've asked for a calendar in the past, you're still on that mailing list, so you'll get one. You don't need to re-request a calendar. And we'd ask, actually, that you would not re-request unless you have a new address, because that just takes additional time filtering through that. Oh, no. Mary Jane's already on the mailing list at that address. Don't need to add her. And we will send that out to you. And we'll keep you on the mailing list until you ask to be taken off. And every year, you'll get the calendar. And it goes through topics that we'll be covering each month. It breaks out what we're going to be talking about in our 8 o'clock hour. When we do landscape gardening, we call it our outdoor living hour. It'll talk through topics that we cover in our weekly to-do, which we do usually in the third break of this hour. tackles one area of maintenance around your home. And then our partners have promotional offers that they put in there as well. For example, right now in November, we've got Pella Windows and Doors offering $250 off each qualifying window and $5 off qualifying doors. Sherwin-Williams Color Snap, it's got a QR code. You can go on there and schedule a color consultant. I'm actually in the process of this right now because when we're done installing the windows on our home, we're going to go right behind it and get a slap a brand new paint job on the entire exterior. So we're working with their color consultant on color choices. And then Fox Valley Electric and Solar is 10% off any completed service. So if you've got an electric service need between now and the end of the year, although I wouldn't wait till the end of the year because every contractor out there is busy, but call now and schedule if you've got something electrical done on your home. You can pull that 10% off coupon out of your calendar and use that and save yourself a little money on the repairs for your home. So those are a few of the things we do here at Rosie on the House for you, the Arizona homeowner. And our website, rosieonthehouse.com. That's Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, masculine spelling, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com.
Hey, we are still getting phone calls from people who would like projects done by, we had one this week that wanted it done by Thanksgiving. And some people still hoping to get projects done by Christmas.
There was somebody that even had the nerve to say, well, can you call your other clients and reschedule them so you can fit me in? No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I don't even want to work for you now. Oh. That's your attitude.
Well, it is the new normal. But we, you know, sometimes you think, well, maybe it's a small enough job. We had a caller this week who wanted to know if it was possible to get a sunken living room filled in. And if you are one of the newer Arizona homeowners, you may not realize a lot of the older homes had a sunken living room. It was the whole living room was sunk down. How deep, Rosie? Like 4 inches, 5 inches?
Well, generally it was a step, you know, but some of them went 2 steps. So you're going to be 4 to 8 inches deep.
Okay. So that's a little more complicated than just throwing some concrete in a hole, right? So is that something that could possibly be done by Christmas, or should they, what is involved in how, what, when should they plan on having that done?
Well, when they're asking about filling in that space and making all the floor one level, one option they're always considering is, can I just take some 2x12s and cut them to fit, stack them on the bottom of the living room floor, apply plywood to the top of that, and let that be my new floor? No, absolutely not. You cannot do that. You cannot fur up your sunken living room floor. You're putting wood down below the stem wall, which makes it extremely conditions conducive for termite infestation. So the right way to do that, as a matter of fact, when we built those originally back in the 70s and the 80s, we would pour the bottom of the living room floor first, then we'd back up and form out the rest and then pour back to it and have the steps built in. And then as you leave the dining room to step off into the living room, you want the sheetrock to go down to the floor level. You don't want it staying 8 inches above the floor, right? So you've got your furring strips attached or your framing members attached that are going down below the stem wall height. All of that has to be cut out and removed. All that sheetrock has to be cut out and removed. The carpeting, which generally was what's down there, has to be pulled up. The tack strips have to be pulled up. It's visually inspect the concrete slab itself and determine whether or not we've got any excessive cracking. There is a control joint around the entire sunken living room where it ties into the rest of the house. That, again, that joint is an extreme conditions conducive for termite infestation. So any crack in the floor gets termite treated. The perimeter of the living room floor gets treated. All lumber, drywall, baseboard gets removed. We come in and we lay on about 3.5 or 4 inches of ABC, which is exactly what we put on the ground before we pour concrete. We actually then tie the new slab to the existing slab by coring into the old slab and anchoring with epoxy, some rebar sticks. And we stick those about every 4 foot, tying the new slab to the old slab. Then that ABC is termite pretreated, and then the concrete is poured. So at that point, you've got the floor level back at the height that you want it. There's all kind of little calculations you have to make here as to whether or not you're going to tile it. What are you going to? Are you saving the rest of the floor covering in the rest of the house, or are we going to go all new floor covering all the way throughout? Then we've got to bring the furring strips back down to the new height. We've got to take the electrical receptacles that are now too low to meet code, and they have to be raised up. So there's a lot involved. And when I give people estimates for this project, they're generally surprised at what the number is. But, you know, we've been doing this for 50 years. And once, about 37 years ago, one person said, well, that's less than I thought. And in 50 years of remodeling, I've only heard that once. To do it and do it right, any project you're trying to tackle requires a lot of steps.
And I'm assuming, obviously, that this takes a permit.
It does.
And how long are permits out right now? They're still
that permit. That permit in the towns we're familiar with, you can actually get online right away.
Oh, great.
So the permits aren't a dilemma in that particular scope of work. But when I tell people, you know, that can run you, measure your living room, and that can run you anywhere between $20 and $40 a square foot. There's a lot of gasping that goes on, but it eliminates that step. It brings everything up to date. It does a great job for bringing your home up to date.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or text questions, 411-923. We did have somebody texting and asking for a referral. One thing that you can get benefit-wise when you go to our website is you're not getting data mined. We don't have a requirement where you put in your name and your phone number and your address before we give you anything. Our search engine, we ask you for a city or a zip code because we are statewide. A lot of our guys do have travel, you know, it might be county, it might be city, it might be, you know, interstate. We've got some guys that go west of I-17, some that won't go east of I-17. So we'll put in a zip code to help you get location-wise closest to the contractors that service your area. But, you know, that's nothing that is recorded or kept. Your web browser might remember it if you come back a day or two later. But, you know, you're not data mined and you're not asked for any elaborate information or data collected. So if you're texting in and asking for a referral, just that's a long way to say just include the zip code so we know where to start looking for that contractor to service what it is you're looking to get done at your home, castle, or cabin.